Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli ameen. Inshallah, I'd like to welcome everyone to the ninth night of Ramadan recitation and reflection. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to start with the ninth juz of the Quran. Before we begin, I'd like to again start by thanking our sponsor and really encouraging everyone to just take a little bit of time and, you know, go check out their website and see the work that they're doing. The sponsor is Helping Hand for Relief and Development. They have been working since their inception, really providing aid for refugees and widows and orphans all around the world. And especially during this pandemic, they have been working double time and, you know, and overtime. And really, it's a time that we need to stand up and support one another. And they're an organization that is out there on the ground doing work when the rest of us are really kind of doing our kind of what we're supposed to do in terms of our responsibility in staying home. So what the least we can do is support them and support their efforts. So please check out their website, hhrd.org, and learn about their programming, educate yourself, and consider donating. They do accept zakat, fidya, and sadaqah. Jazakumullah khair. Next, I'd like to introduce our reciter for today. Our reciter today is Hani Sawi. He's a graduate of the two-year Qalam Seminary program that includes the newly added Arabic year and the what was previously the one-year Foundations of Islamic Studies course. He's a Hafiz of the Quran. He has been leading for many years in his community in Flint, Michigan, and we're honored to have him with us today. So inshallah, we'll jump right in. In the first page of the ninth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he concludes the discussion on about the people of Shu'aib and the destruction and the demise of the people of Shu'aib. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us a cautionary tale. He tells us that every nation that was sent a prophet was tested with hardship and difficulty so that they may humble themselves. And generations that come after will often forget about these hardships and often fall back into those negligent, heedless ways. Now, I want us today, as we start, to think back at the generations that had to sacrifice to allow us to experience the blessings that we have both in the worldly life and in our ability to practice our religion freely today. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا وسع ربنا كل شيء علما على الله توكلنا ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين الذين كذبوا شعيبا كأن لم يغنوا فيها الذين كذبوا شعيبا كانوا هم الخاسرين فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم فكيف آسى على قوم كافرين وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who do not take heed of the events that have been mentioned in the Quran. And they follow the same path as those who were destroyed before them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these people that because of their constant rejection and turning away from clear signs of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to continue down their path of transgression and misguidance. And pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from them.
ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون أفأمن أهل القرى أن يأتيهم بأسنا بياتا وهم نائمون أوأمن أهل القرى أن يأتيهم بأسنا ضحى وهم يلعبون أفأمنوا مكر الله فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون أولم يهدي للذين يرثون الأرض من بعد أهلها أن لو نشاء أصبناهم بذنوبهم ونطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يسمعون تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها ولقد جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا من قبل كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الكافرين وما وجدنا لأكثرهم من عهد وإن وجدنا أكثرهم لفاسقين ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فظلموا بها فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين.
And then in this next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins telling us a part of the events that took place between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. And the part that is highlighted in this specific passage is when Musa alayhi salam is commanded to go back to Fir'aun with the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him two main miracles. The first one was that when he would throw his staff down, it would turn into a snake. A real life snake. And the second miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him was that when he would remove his hand from under his arm, it would be bright and luminous. It would be shining for everyone to see. And when Musa alayhi salam goes to Fir'aun with these miracles, Fir'aun sees them and he rejects them plainly. And instead of kind of reflecting, he then challenges Musa alayhi salam and he summons all kind of the best magicians and sorcerers and illusionists of the time to come and compete with Musa alayhi salam to prove that what Musa alayhi salam has come with is nothing but tricks or illusions or magic that is known by the people.
حقيق على ألا أقول على الله إلا الحق قد جئتكم ببينة من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل قال إن كنت جئت بآية فأت بها إن كنت من الصادقين فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون قالوا أرجه وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حاشرين يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم وجاء السحرة فرعون قالوا إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين قال نعم وإنكم لمن المقربين قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون نحن الملقين قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم وأوحينا إلى موسى أن ألق عصاك فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون فوقع الحق وبطل ما كانوا يعملون فغلبوا هنالك وانقلبوا صاغرين وألقي السحرة ساجدين.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues to tell us about this incident between Musa alayhi salam and the magicians. When they gather at the appointed time and place, this kind of showdown, to prove or to fight against the miracles that Musa alayhi salam was given, Musa alayhi salam was asked whether he wanted to go first or whether the magicians should go first, and Musa alayhi salam says, "You guys go first." And when they kind of cast whatever trickery and illusions that they had, stakes or ropes, and you know, casting light on it to make it look like it's alive or look like it's moving, then Musa alayhi salam, he cast down his staff, which by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns into a real life snake and eats up all of their illusions and their trickery. And as soon as the magicians see this, they witness this miracle of Allah and they know the reality of the magic and trickery and illusions, and they immediately fall into sujood and they accept the message of Musa alayhi salam, they submit to Allah. And after they do this, Fir'aun then threatens their life and he threatens to kill them and crucify them. And really they hold on to their faith because they have such strong conviction by witnessing the miracles of Allah and witnessing it right in front of them. They fall into sujood and they become wholeheartedly committed in their faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قالوا آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين قالوا إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون وما تنقم منا إلا أن آمنا بآيات ربنا لما جاءتنا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض ويذرك وآلهتك قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين قالوا أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعملون ولقد أخذنا آل فرعون بالسنين ونقص من الثمرات لعلهم يذكرون.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to tell us what happened after this incident with Musa alayhi salam. And as you read in the last passage, Fir'aun then threatened to come after Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent various forms of punishments and wake-up calls to Fir'aun and his people, but they failed to listen and they failed to heed the message and follow Musa alayhi salam. And when they would experience extreme hardship through these difficulties, they would come to Musa alayhi salam and they would say, if you ask your Lord to stop, then we'll believe in whatever you're telling us. If you ask your Lord to stop this punishment, stop this plague, stop all of these different things, then we'll follow you. But after it would pass, once they would be in good times again, then they would go back on their word. They would go back on their promise. And one thing for us to think about is that, you know, it's very easy for all of us to turn to Allah during times of difficulty and stress, right? It's a natural reaction to seek help and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing to reflect on is how often do we turn to Allah when things are good, when we're experiencing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَن مَّعَهُ أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَٰكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ قَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِّتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ فأرسلنا عليهم الطوفان والجراد والقمل والضفادع والدم آيات مفصلات فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجز إلى أجل هم بالغوه إذا هم ينكثون فانتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم في اليم بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها وتمت كلمة ربك الحسنى على بني إسرائيل بما صبروا ودمرنا ما كان يصنع فرعون وقومه وما كانوا يعرشون.
In the next passage we learn about one of the defining characteristics of Bani Israel. They would quickly forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and blessing upon them, and they would fall into shaitan's traps. One of the examples Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives here is immediately after they were just saved from Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam parted the seas, they walked through the ocean, if you just think about walking through the ocean, they walked through the ocean and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them passage and caused Fir'aun and his people to drown. And after experiencing this miracle, they again very quickly forget the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came across a people who worshipped idols, and they started to ask Musa alayhi salam for something similar, for something to worship, some physical thing. And Musa alayhi salam reminded them of the favors of Allah and the misguidance of these people in associating partners with Allah. Then Musa alayhi salam, he retreats into the mountains to meet his Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Musa alayhi salam directly. And then Musa alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see him. He wants to see him with his own eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds by saying that you won't be able to. It's not within your capacity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam to look at the mountain and see the effect, what happens to the strong, you know, tall mountain when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals himself to the mountain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reveals himself to the mountain, then the mountain crumbles in front of Allah. And Musa alayhi salam, witnessing the mountain crumbling, he falls unconscious. He can't even handle it. He passes out. And when he comes to from this unconsciousness, he immediately glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he seeks forgiveness for that request of asking to see Allah.
وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتوا على قوم يعكفون على أصنام لهم قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون إن هؤلاء متبر ما هم فيه وباطل ما كانوا يعملون قال أغير الله أبغيكم إلها وهو فضلكم على العالمين وإذ أنجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يقتلون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم وواعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة وقال موسى لأخيه هارون اخلفني في قومي وأصلح ولا تتبع سبيل المفسدين ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights a very important characteristic. And he highlights this characteristic as a thing that causes someone to be heedless of the signs of Allah and the thing that holds someone back from becoming committed to guidance. And that thing, that quality is arrogance. And we often find that, you know, throughout examples in the Quran and through the examples in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that a lot of times people didn't have an intellectual problem with Islam. They didn't doubt the validity of Islam. Rather, it was something else that held them back. And oftentimes the thing that we find is that there's a deep level of arrogance and there's often an attachment to the worldly life and to status and other matters of this dunya.
قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين والذين كذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة حبطت أعمالهم هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون واتخذ قوم موسى من بعده من حليهم عجلا جسدا له خوار ألم يروا أنه لا يكلمهم ولا يهديهم سبيلا اتخذوه وكانوا ظالمين ولما سقط في أيديهم ورأوا أنهم قد ضلوا قالوا لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about what Bani Israel were doing while Musa alayhi salam was away for 40 days. And again, a theme that I mentioned, one of the themes that we see with Bani Israel is that they very quickly forget the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fall into transgression and disobedience. And while Musa alayhi salam is away, they, in that short amount of time, the people, a group from amongst the Bani Israel, they get together and they made a calf out of gold and they started to worship it. And when Musa alayhi salam returned, he was shocked to see this. And he immediately starts to, you know, rebuke his people, and he starts to ask his brother, what is going on? I left you in charge. And immediately after taking care of Bani Israel and guiding them, Musa alayhi salam then turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he seeks forgiveness for their transgression.
ولما رجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا قال بئس ما خلفتموني من بعدي أعجلتم أمر ربكم وألقى الألواح وأخذ برأس أخيه يجره إليه قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين إن الذين اتخذوا العجل سينالهم غضب من ربهم وذلة في الحياة الدنيا وكذلك نجزي المفترين والذين عملوا السيئات ثم تابوا من بعدها وآمنوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم ولما سكت عن موسى الغضب أخذ الألواح وفي نسختها هدى ورحمة للذين هم لربهم يرهبون واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind the people that he is a prophet sent to all of them. And that his account, the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was prophesied and mentioned in all of the earlier scriptures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the ones even amongst the people of the book, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the ones who accepted him and followed him, those were the ones who were truly successful.
واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجد مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون.
In this next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shares another account of the transgression of Bani Israel. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights a few in this passage, but what we find is that even after experiencing countless blessings and miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still very quickly fell back onto their old ways, fell into the traps of shaitan. A few of the things highlighted in this page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they mocked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mocked the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They violated the rules of the Sabbath when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. And we see consistently that they struggled to commit to guidance even after seeing clear signs and experiencing great favor and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that we have to ask ourselves is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us, his ummah, that we would fall into similar traps that Bani Israel fell into. And we find the account of Bani Israel in many places in the Quran. And it's very important for us when we read this to think about when do we fall into these kinds of traps? When do we think the way that Bani Israel think? When do we sometimes think we're better than the commands of Allah, or we look down upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So as you read about the incidents of Bani Israel, reflect and try to make sure that you're not falling into the same traps.
وقطعناهم اثنتي عشرة أسباطا أمما وأوحينا إلى موسى إذ استسقاه قومه أن اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون وإذ قيل لهم اسكنوا هذه القرية وكلوا منها حيث شئتم وقولوا حطة وادخلوا الباب سجدا نغفر لكم خطيئاتكم وسنزيد المحسنين فبدل الذين ظلموا منهم قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأرسلنا عليهم رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يظلمون واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us that although Bani Israel, they fell into a lot of these trials and tribulations, there was still always a group from Bani Israel that held fast and held tight to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they tried to warn those who's transgressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ends this page with a very powerful principle to remember, especially when it feels like doing good or sticking to your faith is something that is strange or is something that is not common anymore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those who hold fast to the book, to scripture, and they establish prayer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever waste the reward of those who do good. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts us amongst those.
وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ وَرِثُوا الْكِتَابَ يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا ويقولون سيغفر لنا وإن يأتهم عرض مثله يأخذوه ألم يؤخذ عليهم ميثاق الكتاب ألا يقولوا على الله إلا الحق ودرسوا ما فيه والدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون والذين يمسكون بالكتاب وأقاموا الصلاة إنا لا نضيع أجر المصلحين.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us of the covenant that was taken when all of our souls were gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asked all of us, am I not your Lord? And we all professed and responded to this question by saying, of course we bear witness that you are our Lord. And this is the origin of that divine inclination, the fitrah, that guides us towards that which is good and that steers us away from that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولعلهم يرجعون واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us that on the day of judgment, hellfire will contain many people from the humans and from the jinn that didn't use their faculties and didn't use their blessings to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they had hearts that they did not use to reflect and ponder. They had eyes, but they were still blind to the truth. And they had ears, but they did not listen and pay attention to the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likens these people to cattle who wander aimlessly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us of his beautiful names and he commands us to make dua to him, to call upon him using those names. And this month, during the month of Ramadan, that's a beautiful practice for us to try to incorporate into our dua, is to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using his specific names and attributes and reflecting on the meanings of those names and attributes and thinking and understanding that that is the one that you are asking from and making dua with that conviction. So if you're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're seeking forgiveness, then call upon Allah using his name Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, At-Tawwab, the one who loves to turn and forgive his servants. So make that a part of your study this month and learn a few of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start using them in your du'as.
وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون وممن خلقنا أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون والذين كذبوا بآياتنا سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين أولم يتفكروا ما بصاحبهم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير مبين أولم ينظروا في ملكوت السماوات والأرض وما خلق الله من شيء وأن عسى أن يكون قد اقترب أجلهم فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون من يضلل الله فلا هادي له ويذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls out the absurdity of worshipping idols and seeking help and aid from things that cannot harm or benefit them in any way. And this is a reminder for all of us. How many times do we prioritize things above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times do we try to seek help and aid from others or from our own abilities or other experts before we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is an important principle for us as well, that we have to prioritize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life and even prioritize Allah in our process of seeking help. That we seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and we recognize that all ability and everything that you are even capable of doing is only possible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed that for you.
قل لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسني السوء إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير لقوم يؤمنون هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شركاء فيما آتاهما فتعالى الله عما يشركون أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يتبعوكم سواء عليكم أدعوتموهم أم أنتم صامتون إن الذين تدعون من دون الله عباد أمثالكم فادعوهم فليستجيبوا لكم إن كنتم صادقين ألهم أرجل يمشون بها أم لهم أيدي يبطشون بها أم لهم أعين يبصرون بها أم لهم آذان يسمعون بها قل ادعوا شركاءكم ثم
In the final page of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes with a very important reminder for us during this month especially, the month of Ramadan, the month of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when the Qur'an is recited, we are to remain quiet and give our full attention to it. And recognize that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us. And he is sending us guidance as the one who created us, the one who understands us, the one who knows exactly what we need. He's providing us that here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us of this powerful lesson. And I just want to remind everyone, as a general note, the final ayah of this surah is an ayah of sajda. So if you're listening to the recitation with us, please make sure that after the conclusion of the program, please make sure that you complete your sajda tilawah. Jazakallah.
إِنَّ وَلِيَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَإِمَّا يَنزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وإخوانهم يمدونهم بالغي ثم لا يقصرون وإذ لم تأتهم بآية قالوا لولا اجتبيتها قل إنما أتبع ما يوحى إلي من ربي هذا بصائر من ربكم وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخفية ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين إن الذين عند ربك لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ويسبحونه وله يسجدون.
That marks the conclusion of Surah Al-A'raf. Inshallah, now we're going to begin Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the opening page of Surah Anfal, He tells us about the traits of true believers. And He says that when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. They feel it. They react to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when His verses are recited, they increase in faith. And they establish prayer and they give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون والذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون يجادلونك في الحق بعدما تبين كأنما يساقون إلى الموت وهم ينظرون وإذ يعدكم الله إحدى الطائفتين أنها لكم وتودون أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم ويريد الله أن يحق الحق بكلماته ويقطع دابر الكافرين ليحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ولو كره المجرمون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds the believers of His favor when He sent angels to assist them in the battle of Badr. A reminder that help and victory can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever opposes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger will experience the consequences of that transgression, no matter what resources they might possess.
إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِّيُطَهِّرَكُمْ به ويذهب عنكم رجز الشيطان وليربط على قلوبكم ويثبت به الأقدام إذ يوحي ربك إلى الملائكة أني معكم فثبتوا الذين آمنوا سألقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب فاضربوا فوق الأعناق واضربوا منهم كل بنان ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله ومن يشاقق الله ورسوله فإن الله شديد العقاب ذلكم فذوقوا وأن للكافرين عذاب النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم الذين كفروا زحفا فلا تولوهم الأدبار ومن يولهم يومئذ دبره إلا متحرفا لقتال أو متحيزا إلى فئة فقد باء بغضب من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير.
After mentioning the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon the believers in the Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then calls out the disbelievers of Mecca. And he says to them that if you all were waiting for a clear sign or punishment from your Lord, then there it was. And if you stop and you give up your persecution of the Muslims, that would be better for you. But if you continue, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with the believers. There's also a reminder for the believers to obey Allah and His Messenger and to never turn away from them.
فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ ذَلِكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ إِن تَسْتَفْتِحُوا فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحُ وَإِن تَنْتَهُوا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدُ وَلَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ فِئَتُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ كَثُرَتْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون إن شر الدواب عند الله الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم ولو أسمعهم لتولوا وهم معرضون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us and reminds us to not betray our trust and our responsibilities. And He commands us to maintain integrity and trust in all of our relationships and interactions. And He reminds us that our wealth and children and family are all tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us how we use these blessings and whether we did right by the responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us with.
واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم وإذ يمكر بك الذين كفروا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا قالوا قد سمعنا لو نشاء لقلنا مثل هذا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين وإذ قالوا اللهم إن كان هذا هو الحق من عندك فأمطر علينا حجارة من السماء أو ائتنا بعذاب أليم وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون.
In this last verse that Brother Hani just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us of a powerful principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not punish them, again, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still amongst them. And if the ayah stopped there, that would be very alarming for us. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he says that he will not be one to punish us as long as we continue to seek forgiveness. And that's an important exercise for us throughout this month of Ramadan. In the last page of this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us that there are those amongst the disbelievers and the enemies of Allah who are striving to harm you and stop you from obeying Allah. They spend their wealth and they dedicate their efforts to do this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that he will separate the good from the bad and the evildoers will be piled up together in hellfire and ultimately they will be the losers in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us and reminds us to maintain our faith and belief and trust in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَمَا كَانُوا أَوْلِيَاءَهُ إِنْ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فسينفقونها ثم تكون عليهم حسرة ثم يغلبون والذين كفروا إلى جهنم يحشرون ليميز الله الخبيث من الطيب ويجعل الخبيث بعضه على بعض فيركمه جميعا فيجعله في جهنم أولئك هم الخاسرون قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف وإن يعودوا فقد مضت سنة الأولين وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين كله لله فإن انتهوا فإن الله بما يعملون بصير وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ.
Sadaqallah al-Azim. Barakallah feekum, Brother Hani. Jazakallah khair for the beautiful recitation. Request for everyone listening, please make dua for all of the reciters when they complete their recitation. And when you're listening and enjoying their recitation, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them any of their shortcomings, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately accepts this from them. Barakallah feekum, Jazakallah khair, Brother Hani. I would just like to conclude by highlighting a few things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this passage, in this juz that we read today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the conclusion of the surah, He highlighted for us the etiquette that we are to have when we're listening to the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that when the Qur'an is recited, we have to listen to it with our full attention, and we have to be quiet while listening to it, so that we might experience the blessings, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows that ayah by reminding us to remember your Lord in your heart with humility and awe, and without speaking loudly in the morning and evenings, and to not be among the heedless. So in the month of Ramadan, if we are to add some kind of practice, one thing is to emphasize our etiquette with the Qur'an, since we're going to be interacting with it more and more this month. And the second would be that we try to incorporate some form of dhikr in the mornings and evenings. Those are times when we're going to be rushing to eat suhoor or to break our fast, but we also have to take some time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the first page of the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted for us that who the true believers are. And He gave us a few qualities, and I just wanted to read over those very quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the true believers are those whose hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned. And this is really a standard and goal that we should be striving for. And their faith increases whenever His revelations are recited to them, and they put their trust in their Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us more about these people. He says, these are people that keep up with their prayers, with their salah, and they give to others. They spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them. And Allah says, those are the ones who truly believe. They have high standing with their Lord, and they have forgiveness and a generous provision. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst the true believers. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this recitation and listening from all of us. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all of our good actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for any shortcomings. As we conclude, as a reminder, please check out hhrd.org to see the work that Helping Hand is doing, and please check out supportqalam.com if you would like to support the programming that you're experiencing right now, and for lots of other programming, inshallah. Please, if you haven't already done so, please share this program with others that aren't already benefiting from it, and let others know so that they can experience from this benefit as well. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله